I left the Kuwait oil tankers. I had a chief officer's license, unlimited chief mate's license.
Yeah.
I had a book, you know, because I was working god-awful hours, 4 months on, 2 months off for 4 years. So you get seniority by sailing. The more you sail, the more years you got. You move up from the C book, B book, A book.
Okay.
So anyways, I was able to leave those Kuwaiti oil tankers with an A book, highest seniority in the union, and a chief officer's license. So then I went to the union hall. My first job was out in San Francisco. I got a job on a container ship heading for Hawaii. I thought I'd died and gone to heaven. I'm on this container ship. I'm sailing as a third mate, and I'm making like three times the salary I was making as chief officer on the Kuwaiti oil tanker.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it. And we're headed for Waikiki Beach.
Yeah.
I never looked back. I never got on a tanker. I never went on a tanker again. I was chief officer on that tanker, too. It was just a big job. Anyways, I never looked back on a tankers. And I sailed on container ships from 1994 with Sealand. I went from being... I would sail everything from third mate to chief mate on with Sealand Corporation. And I worked with them exclusively on the West Coast, on the Far East run, to the year 2000. The year 2000, a car ship carrier called me up, wanted me to work for them. So I took a job with them as a chief officer on a car ship, big ship. We would bring brand new Toyotas from Tokyo and bring them to California.
What company was the ship?
It was the ship company was Central Gulf, Central Gulf Lines. You're familiar with them?
Yep.
Okay, so I worked for Central Gulf, and I was chief officer for them on a car ship for about 3 years, and I got tired of it. The pay was low, and hours were long, and I'm thinking, what am I doing this for? I'm killing myself. The only reason I stayed there was because my two daughters were in college, and I had to pay for their college or help them with the college.
Right.
Which I feel very honored to have done.
Right.
I'm very grateful that I was able to do that. But the moment that the last one graduated from college, I said, I am out of here. So I resigned my position as chief officer on the car carrier, which would be the year 2005, I guess.
So you were coming into West Coast ports. Was that Oakland?
We would do... we would come from Tokyo. We would go to where would we go? We go to quite frankly, we used to go up the Columbia River. We go, you know, Columbia River Bar Pilot, and we go up into Portland, Oregon.
Yep.
And we drop cars off there, and then we would go down to L.A. and then San Diego, and then we would go up to Port Hueneme, California, which is right above L.A.
Okay.
And we would pick up. We reconfigure our decks. We can change the height of our decks.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal,
right,
but we would change the height of the decks.
Sure.
We would carry military cargo, recondition military cargo back to like Okinawa.
So is it American flags?
Yeah, American flag. Oh yeah, definitely. And then we would also carry maybe 300 or 400 Toyotas built in America, and bring it to Japan. And then we would reconfigure our decks and then load up, dump off all the military cargo in Okinawa and then reconfigure our decks, clean them all up, and then pick up cars in Tokyo and then bring it back to the United States again.
Okay.
That was